Brilliant stuff and a great way to lead into the man that they say the crowd turned up to see. Forget the horse. It was Huey Bowman. G'day, Huey.
I don't know about that. Good morning, boys. How are you?
Oh, you looked good again, mate. Well, great ride and a special treat to watch it.
Yeah, no, it was great to have her back and, you know, to let the shackles off, so to speak, because in the trials, you know, I don't ask her to do a great deal. She's pretty cruisy anyway, but, no, it's a special environment. She's got us all in and no, it's great to have her back and to see her perform like that.
Huey, can you take us through the race if possible? You know, she bounced okay, you know, didn't fly the lids, but seemed to settle well. And you mentioned, you know, a flat spot at about the 600.
Yeah, well, the pace was pretty genuine, more genuine than I expected. I've ridden Shiraz, who led the race, so I knew he'd bowl along. It's probably, he wouldn't have raced over 1400 too often. So, look, it was a nice even tempo, which allowed me to just get my way off the rail, which I was hoping I could do. And the reason for that, just being late in the day with the moisture that was in the ground earlier in the week, it was a bit of a crusty layer on top of the surface. So, and she wasn't enjoying that. The only time in the whole career that she hasn't really travelled well was in the Doncaster when it was a wet track, again, late in the day. So, she doesn't mind wet tracks, but she does like to get her footing. So approaching the 600 or 500, she just hit a bit of a flat spot because of the way the ground was. Not that there was anything wrong with it. It was just a little bit loose. So, and also the 1400 is obviously much shorter than her optimum distance. So a little bit flat through that part, but once I was able to sort of get that engine fired up, didn't she release really well for everyone to see? It was fantastic.
That top gear that she hits, Huey, do you feel it come on quickly, or is it a slow build?
That's a good question. No, I don't really feel it when I've already got to the front, because she doesn't really change in her action. She just extends. I think I struck her once with a whip, and I was already in front of the field, and you know, I couldn't feel her extend until I watched the replay, and I was in awe myself just watching her really extend into that top gear. And you know, she should improve off that run. I think Chris is, it's a real balancing act for him as the conditioner to have a forward enough to compete at a high level, but to also have enough improvement in her to continue her fitness levels to build as the preparation goes on.
Huey, it's not for me to actually give Chris Waller advice, but I will. He's got to stop telling everybody anyone can train her. I'd be saying, oh, I'm the only bloke who's got the key to her.
Yeah, well, he's a very humble individual, Chris, you know, and I guess, you know, I think the reality is with these top-line athletes, you know, it's not about training them, it's about managing them.
And, sure.
You know, I guess it's the same with all horses, but you can't really train a horse to be as good as she is, but you've just got to manage their path, and he's done an amazing job so far, and, you know, it's certainly great to have her back in the stable and back, you know, performing at that level again.
Hartnell was finishing strongly, and maybe there was a thought that could have gone a bit earlier. Was that a fear?
Not really, no. Not over this distance. I mean, I think not too worried about Hartnell, actually, after the Cox Plate. You know, he was formed and ready to go and couldn't match it with her. But look, it was interesting. If you go back to the first up race last preparation, it was a very similar finish. He was the only one that was going with her late in the piece. And it was the same thing yesterday. So
yes,
two class horses that drew away from the rest of the field. And, you know, obviously I have a healthy respect for the horse. I'm not saying I don't, but she obviously has the wood on him. But, you know, like I said, he's a genuine Group 1 horse. He's a genuine weight for age horse. He's going to make his presence felt whenever they meet.
Okay. Bigger, stronger, fitter, and will she go undefeated to the Queen Elizabeth?
Look, you'd expect she would. I hope she does. But horse racing is horse racing. It's like any other sport. Things happen. And, you know, that's one thing even yesterday when I'm full of confidence and I've got so much confidence in her ability to perform at that level that we all see her perform at. You know, I certainly don't take that for granted, and I don't go into any race thinking that it's just a case of sitting on her and letting her do her thing. You know, for me, it's very important that I'm focused and that I'm able to get her in a position which I think she needs to be, or, you know, allow her to be in a position that she gets herself into. She's pretty straightforward, especially now that she's matured. She pretty much does it herself. But, you know, it's not a situation where you can allow something to go wrong. And, you know, I'm very mindful of that. And it's a high responsibility, you know, that Chris and I have in making sure that, you know, every box is ticked with her.
Hughie, just in terms of riding a horse like Winx, what a great treat for yourself, but what's the difference in pressure you feel from expecting to win, and everyone with that expectation, to a horse where you know you're in with a chance but maybe not expected to win?
Yeah, look, it's different, you know, it's certainly different, and it's something that I guess over the last, probably more last preparation than even before that, is that I've learnt to cope with it and manage that expectation. But ultimately, you know, she's the athlete and she's the one performing. All I can do is do my job and, like I said, get her where she needs to be, put her in a position, or allow her to get herself in a position. And obviously I have a great, you know, great deal of confidence in what she can do. And, you know, I know that if I need her to make up two lengths here or there, she can do it. So really it's about sort of eliminating the one percenters that might go against me. For instance, yesterday I was expecting a really slow pace, and if there was a really slow pace from an inside draw, there was quite likely that I was going to get hemmed inside and, you know, and have to use a turn of foot to get out. But that scenario didn't eventuate. I was able to find my way to the outside when I needed to, so, and as the same in the Cox Plate. But I just go in there trying to think of scenarios that may go against me and how I might get myself or get ourselves out of those scenarios. Sure. But when you're on a horse like this, they make their own luck, and, you know, these scenarios are put to bed pretty quickly because she just seems to get herself where she needs to be. And like you said, what a treat it is. It's so special to be a part of her career, and it's taken things to another level as far as my career is concerned.
Yeah, fantastic. Just quickly, mate, the only thing that didn't go to plan was you threw your goggles and they went to the wrong person. What happened there?
Yeah, I was pretty disappointed about that, actually. There was some school kids that were still in their school uniform, like, you know, young kids there supporting her, supporting our sport. You know, I thought it was fantastic. And as I threw them across, a guy in his early 20s, I suppose, reached across about five people and snatched them. Yeah. And he was pretty proud of himself. It was a pretty good catch, but I couldn't believe he just ran off with them. You know, anyway, I was a bit flat with that. But,
I saw that.
I brought out two pairs on the next horse, hoping that I might see the young fellow that missed out, and fortunately I did. So,
good.
He got a pair of goggles anyway. But
fantastic.
That wasn't really the point, was it?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't, mate. Mate, congratulations again. Job well done. The expectations always there, but you handled it beautifully, as did Chris Waller and the entire team. So, thanks again for your time, mate.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Hughie Bowman, always great with his time. Going to be one of our special guests at our Big Sports Breakfast Lunch as well, to take our listeners and viewers and patrons through what it's like to ride such a champion horse in Winx. And he's always fantastic. Just always hate to finished things on a little bit of a downer, but we mentioned earlier that he had a terrible fall yesterday in Doyle for the Godolphin. The lead jockey, James Doyle for Godolphin off Pearls. Luckily, it looked really bad to start with. James is battered, bruised a bit, but basically okay. Unfortunately, Pearls last night couldn't recover from her injuries and had to be euthanized.